Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All along the watchtower. Little Jimmy bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Having so much fun. I've lost track of time. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for checking it out. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And all the other things there, the blog, the knowledge base, the articles, the archives. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. Having a great visit with our new friend, soon to not be such a new friend, Carrie Wilkerson. Is doing a great job. She's laughing at my jokes. That always gets her invited back. She's the author of The Barefoot. See how this works? See, she's doing it, even doing it now. The Barefoot Executive is her new book. Carrie, tell us how we can find it and you.
If you will head over to barefootexecutivebook.com. That's complicated, right? Barefoot.
Yeah. Executive. Would you take that a little slower for us, Carrie?
Book.com. It will show you the cover. You can even download a free chapter and the table of contents.
All right.
And like what some of the reviewers are saying, Dave Ramsey, Zig Ziglar, those kind of folks
I wasn't asked to endorse your book, though.
You know what? When we do the next printing that says New York Times bestseller on the cover, then we can add yours to it.
I expect that to happen. So how about ebook? Is it available in ebook?
It's available on Kindle. Yep,
right,
it's available on your iPad through the Kindle.
Right.
And it's also available on audiobook, and I'm the one reading it. I spent 2 days in the studio. Yeah, so
well, that's worth the price of the price, folks, just to hear her lilting voice for 16 and a half hours. Carrie,
there you go. Now you're my new friend, lilting voice. How fun are you?
Hey, Carrie, I grew up when there really was something kind of true, it was called job security. I grew up in a time when actually there you could kind of think that was true. It really was always a myth, but in the last 20, 30 years, it's become where it now, I don't think anybody believes there is such a thing as job security. You've got a lot of folks out there who are unemployed, like I was in 89 when I started my business. Help them out. What do they do?
Yeah, here's the deal. I like to say that Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy,
Easter Bunny, don't forget the Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny and job security are all myths.
Yeah.
They're fun to believe in. They're nice to think about. But when you do find out the truth, you say, holy smokes, why didn't anybody tell me? You remember that moment that you find out about Santa and you're so disillusioned for a few days. You know,
there's no Santa?
And then you start questioning the last several years and you start looking back and go, oh, how could I be so stupid? The fact is, it's all a myth. Hang on a second. I've got a kid that wants to say goodbye to me before she goes.
Go ahead. What's the name?
That's the reason I do what I do. Okay, you have a good day. Love you.
Time out. What's her name?
That's Katie Grace.
Katie Grace. How old is Katie?
Katie is 7, and she's in the second grade.
Wow.
She's in the third barefoot, yeah.
All right. Well, we call that ambiance around here, Carrie.
So yeah. So,
go ahead.
So Katie Grace is headed to school and wanted to kiss her mama. But here's the deal. She's going to be on the radio at some point. She's my performer, works with a Broadway coach, and she's an amazing, amazing kid. So here's the deal. Those things are fun to believe in, but they don't exist. I believe, you know, if I've been racking my brain, is there any job security? And maybe the only one I can think of besides, like, the Senate is
more's the pity.
military. If your career military, you know, my dad was military for 27 years.
Yep.
If you keep your nose clean, if you do a good job, and if you don't get, like, severely injured, you can stay career military because we always need good men and women there.
Yep.
However, you don't always know what you're going to be doing or where they're going to put you, and there's very little control in that.
And when you're a business owner, there's no job security. I have a friend, a professor friend of mine. That's a job security job. You could become a professor. You forgot to mention that. But I have a professor friend.
I don't even know about that anymore.
Well, maybe so. But my professor friend said, yeah, my friend Jim Blasingame, he lives by his wits.
Yep.
That's how he thinks of small business owners. And he's right.
It's true. You know, people say, oh, well, Carrie, you have security. Well, you know, my only security is that I have control over what I offer to the market. Now, some people will say, but then you don't, you know, during a recession, like what we're in right now, during a recession, people stop spending, and so you really have no control over your income. What I do have control over is what I offer to the market. Mm-hmm. So, like New Coke, like you mentioned New Coke earlier, like New Coke or Diet Coke or Cherry Coke or whatever, I can keep creating new offers to cater to the industry to see what works. Whereas, you know, I have a brother that works with a company that was just acquired by Goldman Sachs, and he's really in uncertain times right now.
Right.
Very good at what he does.
Well, that's what you like about being an owner. When you you're an employee, there's a door that closes, and you don't know what's going on the other side of that door. Is it going to affect your life or not? And when,
at the end of the day, the only person that's in control is the owner.
That's right. That's right. And but then and then all you have to deal with is your customers. But folks, the thing is how much, you know, being an entrepreneur, being a business owner, gives you that control, but it doesn't give you success. You have to make that, don't you, Carrie?
Mm-hmm. You absolutely do. And it's not a matter of, okay, I think one of the worst, the best and worst movies of our time has been Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Great movie, great film, great piece of fantasy.
Right.
But businesses, websites, and homes, if you build it, nobody still knows it's there until you aggressively bring people there.
Well said.
You know, Kevin Costner would have had to use Google or had to use some paid advertising or had to do some search engine.
How did he get those ghosts there? That's I don't understand the ghost thing. Hey, Carrie, give us the website again quickly.
BarefootExecutiveBook.com.
Come back real soon. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.